All right, fun bunch. Here is another one of my favorite humans. Katrina Carter is a brilliant soul that does so much. I think all of us truly, as humans, are multidisciplinary humans. But what I know about Katrina is, be it in the food space, to the real estate space, to the spiritual space, she's really here to uplift our communities. She really believes in us.
So
Genuinely,
true.
she believes that we, as I believe, that we're all one another's answered prayers, and that in making sure that we have what we need to thrive, that each one of us then gets to be better in the world and do better for one another. And so it really meant a lot to me that Katrina both said yes, and that she'll be a part of this conversation going forward, somebody that we will continue to check in with and talk to about wealth building, because of where she comes from with wealth building. So, welcome to the show. Welcome to the community, Katrina. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Jen. When you first approached me about this, I was like, talk about the spirits and energy being in alignment. I was super excited about it. And just the fact that when you first came out with your songs, and I was like, of course she would do something about the chakras. Like, of course Jen would do that. And right on time, because when you released it, I was just getting out of a spiritual journey week that I had been a part of at that time. I've done, as you know, over the past 2.5 years, there's been a lot of deep dive into the spiritual realm in my life, and energetically, and really connecting with our ancestors. And I'm just so grateful to be doing this work and being able to bring it into my space of what I like to call really getting into creating healthy lifestyles for all. And
Yes.
so that is my connection to real estate and loans and food and wellness. It all is about creating health and wellness for your lifestyle. So many people, when I during my days when I was a chef and a trainer, would always come to me and, well, I can't meal prep. I don't have my own kitchen. Have the space to do that. And being I've been in real estate for 21 years, and so I often have conversations with clients where all my worlds gets come together. And knowing that helping become a homeowner gives you that foundation and that space to then create the well life that you want to live. And so, yeah, I'm super excited about today's conversation and our conversations going forward.
Ashe. See y'all, exactly. This is why I wanted y'all to hear from this woman, because she got all stuff, man. She got the stuff. Well, let's just jump right on in. This was not one of the questions that I meant to ask you, but how do you define wealth?
So I define wealth as wholeness first and foremost, because I really believe, especially more so as where I turned 51 this year, and
Black don't
the
crack, honey. Reverse.
no
What is them beasts to say, girl? You aging in reverse.
aging in reverse. I should have worn my aging in reverse t-shirt today. But yes, I really believe that health is our wealth. We can talk about generational wealth and building wealth financially and what that looks like, but so often people don't even have the opportunity to do that because they're so concerned about their health. And they don't understand that health isn't just your physical appearance, but what you're feeding your mind and how that's showing up in your life every single day. And so that's where, when I first started my own coaching business back in 2012, 2013, I used to say how I'd bring everything together is a whole fit well life. And that is how I see wealth. So while today we might focus more on the real estate and the financial side of it and how it relates to our foundation and keeping us connected, I really see it as the total package of how we can create wealth throughout every, how we can the strand throughout every part of our life, how we can thread it all together.
Right. Being healthy in every aspect of your life,
Yep.
from your body, your mind, and your physical environment. I love that. So here are the questions that I meant to ask you. What do you wish that we all knew about money and wealth? Like, and when I say we, that's a grand we. We're Black women. We come from the Bay Area, urban environment, and have seen some colorful things. But what is it that you wish that Black people in particular, people living in historically oppressed situations, what do you wish that we understood about money and wealth?
I didn't understand this until doing this spiritual journey, and I got it. One of my coaches, Danny Morrell, is who ironically started as my real estate coach, and then he migrated into more of the spiritual, metaphysical world. And it was the first time that I'd heard that money is energy, and we are energy. So if we are energy and money is energy, therefore we are money. The
Wait, hold on.
challenge
Wait.
is,
Oh, slow down.
yes,
Slow down. Slow
right.
down. Hey,
By the
lady.
way, this is one of my affirmations. Every single morning, I am energy. Money is energy. Therefore, I am money. Period.
Period. Yo, that's really deep, 'cause the root chakra. So when I first called you, I was like, "Yo, I'm in the middle of working on my root chakra right now." And root chakra energy is all about confidence, about groundedness, but that confidence and groundedness comes from the understanding or overstanding that your needs are actually met, right?
Right.
So, that chakra is developed by the time you're 3 years old, and it's about, do you know, and the people around you know that your food is coming, that shelter is coming, all of those things. But the mantra for that chakra is simply, I am. It's just I am. So when I worked on Godspeak and created the chakra mantra for me slash us that says, I am the divine love of God, I was reminded of when I was taught that anything that you put on the other side of I am is casting a spell, right?
Absolutely.
Anything. And your subconscious mind only knows that, right? You said, I am the bomb. Okay, well, shit, then I guess we're gonna go out here and continue to be the bomb, because that's what you told me we was, right? So that's what we're doing. So for you to say, I've heard that money is energy. I'm aware of that, right? But when you put it and you say, I am money because I am healthy, it flips things up for me. Like, this is so deep. This is even better than I thought it was gonna be. Girl, listen. So because shit. Because I think that historically oppressed people, we think about money and we connect it to stuff,
Correct.
right? We connect it to power over and not power with. We don't think of it as an energetic tool, right? An exchange. We think about it, and then therefore, because it's been used against us in so many ways, that we, whether we're aware of it or not, have a dirty energy around money.
Exactly, because how many of us grew up in the church where money is evil? Money is the root of
Root of evil.
all evil. And how many of us grew up in poverty, or grew up not necessarily in poverty, even more so, I believe, in the hustle culture
There you
of
go.
the lower middle class, where you have to work hard and you have to find that 9 to 5 job that you can be at for 30 years, and I say at intentionally the end of that, because my father worked for United Airlines for 52 years. He had the second highest equity, or excuse me, seniority in the company, when he left. And he had to, if it weren't for COVID, he would not have left. I'm clear on that. And me being an entrepreneur pretty much my entire adult life, we were at constant odds. I love him to death. We talk all the time. But it was constant. But you need to go find security. I said, that doesn't look like security to me. It's never
because
looked
because
like
my father also retired from United,
see,
which is a
we never
primary
knew that.
Job. Yeah, that's we never knew that. We're just discovering this in this
So funny.
conversation. But United provided jobs for Black men in California.
Yep.
And there were, and my uncle was one of the men who helped to make sure that happened. God rest, Costell Akery, Ashe. But yeah, it's like, no, that doesn't look like security because them niggas jacked your pension.
Exactly.
They were in a position to take from you.
And so since they were in that position to take, but you don't realize it because this is, again, I've now learned so much about generations. When I talk about all the, first of all, I've never smoked weed in my life. I've never barely drank alcohol in my life. Like I've never been drunk and we can almost count on one hand the times I've ever had anything. So for me to get into plant medicine was so far out of my realm.
You guys, when she told me she was out here doing plant medicine, I had to stand still. I had to stand still. I was like, wow, the world is
Right.
changing. We
World
have
is
entered the
changing.
age of Aquarius. Something going on.
Exactly. But when it, at the time that it came to me, my son was going through a lot mentally. You know, COVID threw him for a loop. His freshman year in high school started on a laptop and it just disrupted his world. And at the same time, I was coming out of an era of back in 2008 when the real estate market went down, my entire life got turned upside down. I lost my property. My mom lost hers. At the same time, I had this grand idea to get into this investment deal with two other people, one being a really dear friend. And without going into too much of the story, she lost over $250,000 of money because of investment, because of someone I got us into partnership with. And emotionally and spiritually, that literally wrecked me. I couldn't even talk about real estate because I felt I had not felt I did. I did things that I allowed the space for that to happen. Now doing all of this energetic work, I realize because I came from a hustle culture. I came from a hustle culture of it's okay, we fix this way and we'll go and hustle this up here and we'll keep doing well. I allowed space and energy for someone to take advantage of that. And so from that, I could not operate in the real estate space freely in my own mind and my energy. There was nothing stopping me from doing so. I just couldn't do it on an energetic level, which is, I'm not upset about at all because I wouldn't have had the health and wellness background that I have. That was my pivot. Because again, I hustle. So I'm going to pivot always.
Always and find
over a
your
problem.
Way. Yeah.
Exactly. But from doing all of that, I really got to learn so much of what we do in life, there are no accidents. It's all part of the journey.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for every single experience, but it really taught me how much I will rather hustle, but on an entrepreneurial level, as opposed to I'll go work a job because that's just not in my spirit. But I also realize, again, money is energy. My mindset and my energy was constantly doing things to sabotage my own growth because hustling felt more comfortable.
Why?
Right. Because in my world, that's what we do.
Right.
In my world, you have to hustle. And in my world, you only get ahead if you hustle.
Right.
It's impossible that money can just come to you because you've shifted your energy to where you just attract it. Now, I can say I've done so much work now. What has happened to my personal real estate business in the last 3 weeks is literally just for manifestation and energy creation. But it took, like, going back to what you said about our chakras, so much we can't even tap into that because of all of the trauma we've experienced ancestrally, not even just
Yes.
personally,
Right.
ancestrally,
Yes.
that is blocking us from being able to access and tap into that energy. And that's no accident. The system was built that way
Right.
because especially us as Black people are so powerful.
Right. Right.
So,
That's
yeah.
girl, you done said it all. I
So
mean,
much.
so much right there, because the reason I wanted to talk to you, we're talking about finance, and when in America, when you're talking about creating wealth, the first thing that anybody who has wealth says is you need to own property, right? And I am, in my 40s, I want to own property, and I haven't owned property yet. And I had to do in the process of this last 7 years, where I've always been a spiritual person, but there's definitely been some deeper dives that I've been doing over the last 7 years about who am I? Who am I meant to be here? What is my gift to humanity? And in order for me to get to that, I needed to peel back the layers of the onion about how I feel about myself. And when I think about wealth connected to land ownership, and I really think about it, it fucks my head up, right? Because we used to be property. So owning
Right.
something in order to have wealth that's a living thing, like the earth, it kind of has boggled my head a little bit. And in addition to it, it has felt like a tricky game, because not only did we used to be property, but then at the point that we were allowed to own property, which is already fucked up, there was redlining, right?
Right.
And I'm from the Bay. We're from the Bay, where if you don't know the history of the Panthers, it's easy for people to think, oh, you guys grew up in California and there wasn't that level of racism. There wasn't that kind of, right? People don't know that you couldn't cross Market Street until the 60s,
Right.
right? Like, people don't know that you could only own property in West Oakland. And then as soon as we became a viable community, we got hit with the chemical warfare of crack
Right.
after all of the blue collar jobs dried up that brought folks west to, what is over near now the West Oakland BART station, to the transatlantic train station on 16th. That's what brought people to the west, and the workers
Right.
worked where the work was. The workers lived where the work was. And so I just think about how, personally, when I think about the energy of money, and you talk about the ancestral connection, for me, that hits me hard, man, because I have the Zillow app, and every day I get a new ping on a property that's beautiful. And not for nothing, if I focus my brain and my spirit, because I know what kind of manifester I am, right?
Right.
I can manifest this property that's got acres on it, dog. I know I can. But something inside of me has a thing around, or has had, I'm not going to own that, has had a thing. And I just want to talk about the psycho spiritual connection there.
So I want you to consider the possibility, and this actually is funny you are bringing this up because I didn't even think about this till just now. So I've done 1, 2, 3, 3 ayahuasca ceremonies now.
I want y'all to know that she's never smoked weed. Did she say that
Right.
already? I just want
Exactly.
to.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Thugging,
Ayahuasca,
because I ain't done no
ayahuasca.
ayahuasca yet. You a thug.
Right. Cambo. Like, yeah,
Okay.
we can have a whole nother conversation about all that.
Yes.
Whatever. In one of those, I actually had an experience of me personally being on a slave ship and feeling the pain of being whipped and hearing the cries and the screams and all, yeah, whole nother, like, oh my God, I can't even believe this happened. But in that, one of the things that Mama Aya, as we affectionately call her, is the land was provided for us to thrive from. Like, we are to work in unison with the land. So it is not only There's not only nothing wrong with you owning property, it is literally it's your birthright. You're supposed to.
To own
Because
property or to steward property?
Well, excuse me, to steward property because you also know how to cultivate the land. You know how to make sure that we are using that to grow our vegetables and to grow our families and all of that. So you absolutely get to, as you said, steward property. I have to get in the habit of saying that because I actually love that. But so having the mindset shift in order to, hey, I'm supposed to do this. It's time for me to do this. I've been blocking my own blessing because this is actually provided for me to do so. And so, and how much more you will be able to not just thrive, but like exponentially thrive as soon as you have that, because what you know you'll be able to do with it. And so that is why it is my mission to help as many people in our community be able to do so. You know, one of the things from doing this work, and I mentioned my father earlier, he and I got to have very deep conversations after me coming out of this. He still doesn't know what I've done as far as it's opened up conversations, and he started randomly asking me to go on walks, something we've never done. And we started having very healing conversations. And I found out that my great grandfather owned property in Texas. But committed suicide because at the time couldn't put his money in the bank. So they gave everybody in town gave their money to the white man who what there was a white man who he managed their money for them. And one day he just said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have your money. But he couldn't go after him and he
Because he was
couldn't
a white
deal with it.
man.
So he took his. So then we were able to have conversations about how that has shaped the money story in our family. Right. Something we never talked about. I was like, how am I not hearing this until the age of 50? And oh my God, I now understand how you are about money and how my grandmother was about money and my uncle and all of that stuff from that story. So how many other stories do we all have in our lives, in our generations back in from our ancestors that we don't even realize were passed down to us? And how much of that has shaped whether or not we save money, whether or not we everything we earn, we spend. I don't know where my next dollar is coming from, or I'm just gonna go and enjoy life. So I'm just gonna spend and enjoy life. I don't know, like so many things that happen, and they happen in a variety of ways for different people. Some people would hear that and they go into major saving mode. Others don't. So then there's your own experiences that then shape your money story that come over time. So when you ask what I want to share with people, what I want people to start to do first, like it's not just about clearly not just about buying a house for me. You're literally it's, hey, let's figure out what your money story is in the first place. I don't need to just help you clean up your credit. We need to figure out to get to the point to why we utilize or don't utilize credit in the way that we should and what it was brought here for, what that aspect of our lives, how that's supposed to be in the first place, and how do the habits from your family, the same way you pick up your food habits or the same way you pick up money habits over time. And so how has that shaped who you are and how has that shaped your own story of where you are as an adult or what you want to pass down to children or the children in your lives, whether you're a parent or not. You're a parent to somebody's child. So whether you're the auntie, the uncle, the right, we all that because it takes a village and that's what we do. And so how do we get to change our own story, learn from our past stories? Because the coolest thing about this is the conversations my dad and I have now, I come from a place of empathy and understanding that I never would have had before. And so it's there's very little blame going on anymore. There's very little shame going on anymore. It's really just, oh, I get it. Okay, cool. No problem. I get where you're coming from. I know why that happened. All good. Let's move forward from there. I get to share this stuff with my son. And now we get to share it. So it's now we can change our current aspects. It ends up healing things from our past, our parents. Like it's My dad and I have really cool conversations now that are just very relaxing, and we can just enjoy each other's company instead of a constant tension there because there were things that were just unsaid. And so those are the things that when I have conversations with clients and when I talk to people about money, it's like, let's figure out your money story,
So is
because
that
then that's going to help you recreate your habits.
so because I'm an action-oriented person, because
Yep.
I personally want to make sure that I buy property, our homework. What are we to do? What am I to do? I'm going to hang up the phone with you in a couple moments. What am I supposed to do right now?
You know what? I would love for people to, the first thing you do, I just mentioned money story, go and do what I like to call a brain dump and start to just write down all the different stories you can think of, the different cliches you've had in your family, the little anecdotes that you've had that have passed down around money, around earning, around credit, around saving, all the things, whether it be family stories, things you've heard people say, whether it's the church, write all that stuff down and kind of look at it and see and start to see how it's shaped your current beliefs and the current way you approach things. Because if you want to change it, the first thing we got to do is see where it started in the first place. And again, then you're going to do some healing work around if you have any shame or attachment to any of it. Because once you start doing that healing work, then when people go, "How come I haven't been able to save?" or "How come I can't do this with credit?" Watch what starts to happen just from seeing it and starting to, "Oh, I want to let that go," or "I want to shift my thoughts around this," or "I want to shift, oh, that doesn't, I don't have to take ownership of that anymore." Because a lot of times we take ownership for things that are not ours.
Say that again for the folks in the cheap seats. Jeez. Like,
Yep.
that's the thing about generational trauma. So our first step, everybody who's listening, because we're action oriented around here,
Yes.
like this is fun, and fun stands for free you now, and wealth is something that is about freedom. I had a great conversation with Sister Sandrine, and she was talking about fitness and how one fit the one size does not fit all, right? So what is your story? Write it down. Make it plain so that you can see it. And in our next conversations, we will address the shame and what the other next steps are that are going to get us to where we need to go to create the financial wellness that's necessary for us to all to thrive. I cannot be
Absolutely.
more excited about being in
Yes, me
conversation with
too.
you. Like, this is exactly what my soul needed today. I hope everybody who's listening got exactly what they needed. And like I said, you guys, this is just the beginning with Sister Katrina. She got some
Yes.
things to share for your soul.
Oh,
I was about to say
yes,
for
I
your
do.
bias, and that's true as well, but I'm just saying for your soul, she got you, man.
Yes, I do. I'm so excited about continuing this conversation and deepening where we get to go with this.
Say and amen. Well, thank you so much for your time, and
Thank
thank you for the
you.
work that you have dedicated yourself to doing for yourself, because you are a blessing to humanity. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, sis. I'm so grateful for the space that you've created.
Indeed. Talk to you guys soon. All right, fun bunch, write down your stories. We're looking forward to being in community soon. Peace.